It's moments before the University of Maryland Koto Ensemble's annual spring concert begins. Mihir Yavalklar makes last-minute preparations and checks his instrument's tuning.
I don't know if I'm nervous yet, but I'm going to be, because the second song we're playing, I'm right in the front, so I'm going to try not to look at the audience when I'm playing. Then that'll definitely make me nervous. So.
Yavalklar and everyone else in the Music 129 class performing today are dressed in kimono, traditional Japanese robes.
This is my first time wearing kimono. It's a pretty cool experience, actually. It's kind of free, you know. It's kind of tight around the stomach area. It's like it restricts a little bit of movement, but at the same time, it's pretty comfortable.
People in Japan don't really wear kimono so often. Our clothing is pretty much clothed to Americans.
Masahiro Miyamura is a Japanese citizen studying in the United States for a year. He never played the Koto in Japan, but signed up for the class at UMD to see how his culture is shared and experienced in America.
Through the instrument, you know, I really want them to experience some Japan-ness and, you know, get the chance to know more about my country as well.
The class also gives him a chance to speak his own language away from home, conversing with Professor Kyoko Okamoto, or as she is addressed by her students, Okamoto Sensei.
Ever since she came to UMD, she wanted to start a class and allow people to hear this instrument because you don't get that many opportunities.
Okamoto has been putting on Koto performances at UMD for 44 years. Frederick Thompson serves as an unofficial TA of sorts for the Koto class, helping Okamoto move the 6-foot-long wooden instruments.
She constantly tells you the instrument is not just plucking the strings, but to actually enjoy the music itself, because it doesn't become just reading the music, but it actually becomes an art.
The instrument has 13 strings, and is played with 3 picks on your right hand thumb, index, and middle fingers. The Koto has a history going back centuries, where songs were composed and performed by blind Japanese court musicians. Many of the performers at the spring recital have only played for 1 or 2 semesters, and they're proud of what they accomplished. The concert went off without a hitch.
Definitely a cool class to take if you're interested.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A lot of work, but if you got the time, do it.
Yes,
exactly. You know, it's a great experience.
Matt Kubischek, Terp Weekly Edition.